couldn't breathe. I mean, I was like holding my breath, I think, like subconsciously.
Sometimes referred to as the talking cure, psychotherapy is a popular and often effective way to treat depression.
The research is quite clear that certainly for depressive cases that we would rank as mild, maybe even up to moderate, psychotherapy, behavioral therapy, talking therapy, if you will, is just as effective as medication.
Psychotherapy involves a licensed professional working with a patient over the course of weeks, months, or even years. During each visit, the patient discusses conflicts and problems with the therapist, with the goal of getting relief from the symptoms of depression.
That's probably pretty likely that that was the event that triggered it.
And changing behaviors that contribute to the condition.
If you're feeling depressed, probably one of the most important things to know is you don't have to live this way. There are a lot of things out there that can help you. Talking to a qualified professional will really help.
There are three main types of psychotherapy that you and your doctor might try: cognitive behavioral, interpersonal, and psychodynamic. Cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is a technique that targets the way we think and the way we act. CBT, either on its own or in combination with medication, is one of the most effective treatments for individuals with mild to moderate depression.
Let's go back to what depressive disorders do to an individual. Where do they strike? They strike in one's emotional life and in one's cognitive resources. Behavioral therapy actually gives us the tools, all right, with which to cope with depression should it return in the future.
So cognitive behavioral therapy is essentially a kind of habit-changing therapy that works on your thoughts and helps you to always challenge those negative thoughts.
Yeah, something is wrong.
Typically, CBT therapists will ask patients to keep a daily journal of their thoughts in order to identify feelings and trends. This encourages patients not only to change the way they respond to their negative thoughts, but also to identify habitual mood shifts. In time, these techniques can help curb depression.